Hello and welcome to International Media. I'm Zinat Hansrod. Today we go to Bangladesh to talk about Radio Naf.
Apna shunchen Radio Naf, 99.2 FM.
A Bangladeshi community radio station that exists since 2011 and which started catering for the need of Rohingya refugees in August 2017. That's when hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees fled genocide in Myanmar and crossed over to neighboring Bangladesh. There are now over 1 million of them living in various refugee camps in Cox's Bazar. My guest today is Rashidul Hassan Rashid, the program coordinator of Radio Naf, based in Teknaf, close to the camps. Mr. Rashid, the people working at Radio Naf are both Bangladeshis and Rohingyas, and you have 15 staff members and 35 volunteers, plus 12 more volunteers based in 6 refugee camps.
Yes.
And they produce programs in Chittagong dialect, tailored for the Rohingya refugees living in the camps.
Yes. Community radio is a concept to develop program by the community, for the community, and with the community. You know, Rohingya camps, there is no information dissemination channel among the Rohingyas. But Rohingyas need different information on different service. There is a lot of support from Bangladesh government, from different international organizations. But Rohingyas, they didn't know where the services are. And in August 2017, we developed different types of program as a support, as an aid to the Rohingyas.
So you provide information on health, shelter, water and sanitation, child protection, environment, all the refugees' concerns.
Yes. We have developed program on health issues like diphtheria, diarrhea, malaria, like oral cholera vaccination, pneumonia, child protection, safe water and landslide, these types of different issues. So, like environment, after the arrival of Rohingyas, for their daily cooking, they cut forest in our country. Every day, they cut like 2,200 kilogram wood from our forest.
You mean there is a problem of deforestation?
Deforestation, yes. So how we can protect our forest and what is the possible way that they can cook without destroying this forest? So we think we should inform them about the need of the forest. So this is why we develop program on environment and child protection. Like that. They have a lot of children. There is no boundaries, you know. Camp has no boundaries. Children, they go to school, they go here and there. And this is why they can might be missed or they can lost because there is no boundaries. This is why we think that every mother should keep eyes on their children. And children also should know where and how they can move in the camp. As there are many traffic, maybe they can be trafficked also.
Is that a matter of concern? Are there many missing children? Is there trafficking taking place?
No. But there has risk of trafficking. So we aware them so that they cannot go very far from their family. And if they go from their family, they should inform their parents and they should engage with their people so that they can't be trafficked. We aware these types of issues.
You also relay messages from the various NGOs operating in the camps.
Yes. We called it PSA, that public service announcement. We have broadcasted this announcement from our radio station, from our information hubs, and from our listeners club. And we also work with NGOs. We are developing different program on food distribution, protection issues, shelter. Last time we relay information from UNICEF is oral cholera vaccination. Another program is Talking for Peace, Internews NGO. They come to develop this program.
You have various formats to carry out the reports addressing the concerns of refugees. And radio drama is one of them. And we can now hear an extract of a drama. What are they talking about?
Yeah, actually in this drama, we talked about cyclone preparedness. We talked about what should do if there is any signal for cyclone. You know, infrastructure is not permanent. Every infrastructure is made of bamboo and some tarpaulin and some rope is like that. And in September to October is cyclone risk time. If there is any strong cyclone that and there is no actually shelter center, so people have to stay in their home. And our CPP, Bangladesh Government Cyclone Preparedness Program,
they work very hard to save these Rohingyas.
This extract now is from a magazine. What is the magazine called?
Every week we develop a magazine program. This magazine name is Disaster Preparedness. There are, different types of disaster. There is fire risk, there is landslide, there is water logging, there is cyclone risk. So different types of disaster might be happen in the camps. Many house of camps in built on the top of the hill. So they are in the risk of different types of disaster. Like if there is any fire, there is no option to go fire service.
News and music are very popular with the listeners, Mr. Rashid.
Yes.
And you have your own Radio Naf artist, and here this song talks about child marriage.
Yeah.
Do most of the songs have a message, or
if we use the song in magazine program, then we try to give some messages from this song. And maximum song we try to give some messages, but there are some songs only for enjoy.
But why child marriage?
Yeah, it's a problem in our country. It's not only in our country, within Rohingya community, child marriage is very high. So we try to develop a child marriage program and broadcasting this program through our listeners club.
Now, because there's no radio reception, and that's the case in most of the refugee camps, you bring your programs to the Rohingyas through listener clubs. How many of them do you have?
Yeah, we have 22 listeners club in camps. As our radio coverage is not in all camps, so we operate this radio listeners club so that every refugee can get information.
And who come to the listener club?
There is adolescent, children, male, female, it's mixed group.
How many listeners do you have?
In every listeners club, we have 15 to 20 members. They are like listed members. Besides, if any people wish to come, they are always welcome.
Are the listener clubs popular?
Yeah, it's very popular in the field. Because what we do, we play a program. After that, we take feedback session. And every listener requests, okay, what you have learned here, you please disseminate this information to your home or adjacent to your home. So this is how the listeners are disseminating man to man or home to home.
Radio NAF also has 5 information hubs in 5 camps.
Yes.
What happens in the hubs?
Basically, information hubs is a point where people come if they have any complaint, if they have any queries, if they have any feedback, they come here and talk with us. And information hub is well organized with different information of the camps. So people come here to take information, or if they have any complaint regarding like gender-based violence or something like that, or protection issues. And if there any critical issues come, we at once refer this to the camp authority, camp management committee, and sometimes the relevant NGOs who are working on that issues.
Your journalists, whether they are staff members or volunteers, do they have any experience or they are learning in the field?
No, they had not experience. They got a little experience from Radio NAF. After that, we are doing work with DW Academy Germany, Deutsche Academy Germany. They have trained the radio journalist and their developing program is called The Voice of Palong. It's another popular program. And every Saturday we arrange training for them and try to build up their capacity.
Rashidul Hassan Rashid, thank you.
We are welcome. Most welcome.
Shanifai, দর্শন পাই ভালোবাসা।